your home for high school football and the Shore Sports Network. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
And we are back here for the start of quarter number four. 42-7 up on the scoreboard right now with Tom's River North leading Jackson. The clock in the fourth quarter will continue to run with the snap of the ball here as the Jags now getting set to come out. They will split their wide receivers. Lombana will stay in there. Man in motion is Glover from the right side of the formation to the left. Sets up twins off the left side. Gullo will get the carry. Bounce off a tackle, the line of scrimmage. Fall forward to the 47-yard line. Pick up about two, maybe two and a half to bring up a second and long.
Again, you can see Coach LaBarca, minimal subs defensively, you know, starting to rotate him in slowly. More on the offensive end.
Some familiar numbers are still out there.
Yep.
Again, both of these teams will have a bye next week, so that may play into the thought process, certainly for Tom's River North. And yeah, if you're Jackson, you're going to keep your guys in there.
Oh, yeah.
Quick little pitch out to the outside and an option to the left. And Gullo is cut down just as he crosses the line of scrimmage. Gain of one will bring up a third down and seven from the Jackson 48-yard line.
Chris, you like the mercy rule?
I do, Coach. I really do. I think, you know, I think it's in the place for the right reasons. I think most coaches did a good job in a situation like this, but maybe sometimes we didn't. And I like it. I really do.
Quick update for you after this play. On third down and long, that is Amiadola who makes the catch, bounces off a tackle, stays on his feet to the 35, now down inside the 30. Big play for Jackson to keep the drive alive. They will roll it all the way down to the Tom's River North 27-yard line. Marcus Amiadola comes through with a catch. He's had a bunch here tonight. So that big one up in Middletown South now tied at 28. Eli Smith with a 47-yard interception return and then a two-point conversion. Middletown South able to get the point back that they missed earlier on to tie it now at 28.
Wow, what a game.
Ed, you can still make the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I know. Well, this quarter is going to fly by here. We got to start thinking about a player of the game because most of the starters are out of this one.
Glover in motion, fumbled snap. Lombana able to pick it up, in trouble, running for his life off the left side, and will get tackled, but a flag will come out.
That's a horse collar.
Yeah.
Jonathan Newnam on the tackle, but he's going to get whistled for 15 yards.
By the way, we don't say this very often, but the referees have done a fantastic job tonight. They've kept the flags in their pockets, not a whole lot of holding penalties, you know, just the obvious stuff like that one right there. But good job by the officials. Well, that's because the real ones are back on the field, right? The replacements are done.
Well, these guys were working on Sunday, so now we've got them back because they don't have to go anywhere.
Absolutely.
Such a point of discussion over the last few weeks, the referee situation with the NFL.
Yeah.
Favorite pro team, Chris?
My favorite pro team?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a Giant fan.
All right.
Absolutely.
First and 10, now from the 17-yard line for Jackson. 17-yard line of Tom's River North. It's been a while since Jackson's been this far down. Going over the middle, looking for the touchdown. Had Speck open, but Lombana throws it away, just a little bit away from his wide receiver. Incomplete to bring up second and 10.
You would have liked to see him get that one there.
Now, we should say, if Jackson does score here, that mercy rule then stops, and the clock goes back to normal operation.
Yes.
That is correct. 35 points or more in the second half.
8:25 and moving along quite nicely here in the fourth quarter. Ed with 9:15 dinner reservations that he might be able to make. Split wide receiver set, tight end to either side.
Got a little jump. All right.
Good hard cadence that time from Lombana, the sophomore, able to get Tom's River North to jump, and it'll be plus five here for Jackson and set up only 5 yards away from a first down all the way down to the 11-yard line of Tom's River North.
You know, with the mercy rule, Coach, you're asking me what if I liked it. I do like it, but one thing I knew from the end of being a team that's up, you know, in the game and come to position, trying to get your kids in. You know, it moves quickly, and you're trying to get some seniors that don't get in as much. Maybe some of your underclassmen. It moves so fast, you're not getting as many plays maybe as you'd like to.
Gullo on the carry. Sorry, Ed, takes it down to the 7-yard line. Go ahead.
Does the opposing coach have to approve it, Chris? I'm not sure about
that. No.
It's automatic.
Okay. Yeah.
You do make a good point. I mean, this is a game that probably a lot of guys for Thomas River North could play, but some of them won't.
They won't, and that's the only downfall. You'll get them in, but you're not going to get quite as many plays, and that's what junior varsity football is for.
Third down and one for Jackson from the north 7-yard line. Little play action off the left side for Lombana. Oh. Stays alive, had Gullo in the flat. Did a great job to keep the play alive, but couldn't find his receiver as he was getting spun around. Pressure from Thomas Cangelosi, who's still in there playing middle linebacker. It'll bring up a fourth down here and one.
Not a bad call in this situation, especially down here in the red zone. They're third and one and a half, and he calls a booter naked. But Thomas River North did a great job with the contain, forcing it.
I'm surprised maybe that Jackson will go for a field goal here rather than try to put six on the board, but coming on will be Dan Van Cleef. Good snap, good hold. The kick is up, and the kick is good. So we've got an identical score to what this one was last year at 42-10 with 6:15 to go in the third quarter. And the clock still moving, though it probably should stop here at this point.
It's supposed to. Wake Sammy Riello.
No, I'm not going to do that at all. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Ocean First Bank, taking care of Jersey Shore neighbors since 1902 with extraordinary community banking, member FDIC, and by Gold Fever. Catch it, watch it on Arnold Avenue in downtown Point Pleasant Beach. The clock has now stopped with 6:04 remaining in the third quarter, and we'll go back to regular rules football. Toms River North, a very comfortable lead right now, 42-10. So, Chris, I'll ask you this. Both of these teams have byes next week. When North comes in on Monday, do the coaches kind of get after the guys a little bit and say, hey, we can't rest on this kind of win. We've still got a whole lot of work left to do?
Yeah, you want to evaluate the film, and you don't want to ignore any of the mistakes because, quite frankly, in all phases of the game, they've looked pretty good tonight. But, yes, it's a great time as they're feeling pretty good about themselves. To make sure reality sits in that they still need to get better in certain areas, without a doubt.
We talked about the schedule coming up. It gets pretty hard. Brick Memorial will be the next team that will be faced. Off the kickoff, running deep, Jalen Hunter cuts back to the 40-yard line, to the 35, to the 30, stays on his feet to the 25, to the 15, to the 10, and will get tripped up at the 10-yard line. Special teams have been the undoing of Jackson in a way tonight. Two long kickoff returns and a punt return for a touchdown, and all of a sudden, Toms River North right back in scoring position. They will get it at the Jackson 11-yard line.
Great athletic move. A lot of it was that athletic ability, but I think it's also getting down, covering, staying in your lanes. You know, he made a few people miss. It's a terrific effort.
Good, talented, fast player. If you're in a situation like that, you just don't know who to kick to.
That guy again, Mike Basile, is on the board finally for Brick Memorial, a 40-yard touchdown pass. They lead it 37-22.
Give you some other scores after this play here. It is Trevin Bass who gets the carry, goes off the left side, gets it to the 9-yard line, a gain of two. Jackson Liberty has scored in their game with Barnegat, big one in B South, as they lead 7-0 over the Bengals. Rumson has punched one in on a quarterback sneak. They're on top of Red Bank 9-0 right now, that game in the third quarter.
By the way, that tying touchdown by Middletown South was a pick six, and then the two-point conversion tied it at 28-28. So
defense, Coach.
Yeah. Love those pick sixes.
Yep.
Homedale 33-7. Now they lead their game against Monmouth Regional. Neglio on the carry, the backup quarterback, takes it down to the 7-yard line where he dances around a little bit. We're inside of 4 minutes left. We should say, as we're announcing these scores, I mean, everything else is in the third quarter. Our game has obviously picked up steam here because of the fast clock. Most of these games are still in the third. A couple of them now starting to make their way into the beginning stages of the fourth. When the clock rolls in, the game goes pretty fast.
Yeah, it sure does. Even though it's stopped now, I mean, you know, we're out of the mercy situation, but North just was penalized, so that'll negate that run. But we got to start thinking about a player of the game. Who do you guys like?
Well, we'll talk about that off air. Okay. We made that mistake last week, didn't we, when we talked about it on air?
Yeah, but I won.
Well, you're the man who hands the trophy out.
By the way, I do need it. Is Brad coming down?
I think he's on his way down. Right. He's on the track.
I see him.
After the penalty, ball backed up to the 15-yard line. Neglio on the carry again. Takes it down to the 11-yard line. Gain of about 4. This will set up a third down and just about 10. Mark Neglio, 5'10", 175-pound junior, who's a backup quarterback. That must be a tough situation, Chris, for a junior who's a backup to a sophomore. And if you see it, Scalfani obviously going to be a player here for the next couple of years.
It is. It's difficult. And I think it's the way you communicate with your players. You know, you want the understanding with your junior that, you know, he has a very vital and important role. And in a game like this, having the opportunity to get snaps is crucial for him. Takes one play, and you can lose a player.
Yeah, they were in a battle in the preseason. It wasn't until right before the last week of preseason that Scalfani was named the starting quarterback.
Two backs in the backfield, wide receivers to either side. Neglio will get the carry, getting a lot of work here, and will run it in off the right side, get down to the 9-yard line. See what Tom's Ever North does here. Do you try to kick the field goal and add points, or do you – almost run one kind of simple, Chris, into the line, and maybe on fourth down you just say, we'll give it back to you.
At Wall, we're going to run the football in the line of scrimmage. I mean, I don't think a field goal does you any good unless you have
I think
an
you want to give him a little
kicker.
Work. You want to give him a little work. I think they're going to go for a field goal.
Yeah,
I think they're going to go for it on fourth down. How about that?
Okay, we'll see.
The offense is in the huddle and will break, and Chris Gula is not on there.
Yeah, you're right.
Harmon was our Luka nothing.
As you usually are. Uh-oh, timeout. So now they may change their mind.
Maybe they will. Maybe we'll even it up. 1:26 to go here in the fourth. We'll step out for a quick 30-second timeout as well. Tom's River North 42, Jackson 10. We're back right after this with more of the open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.
For complete high school football coverage anytime, log on to ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7TheHawk.com.
Back here with 1:26 and running in the fourth quarter, 42-10. On fourth down, the give is to Matt LaMonica. Right up the middle, LaMonica trying to get a rare touchdown in that fullback spot. Able to take it down to the 3-yard line. I think he's going to be about a yard shy of the first down, so we should have a change of possession.
Yeah, he did not make it.
60 seconds remaining on the clock and now stopped with just a tick under at 59.8. Now I guess it's everybody can kind of get in for at least maybe one or two plays, right?
Without a doubt. Now defensively, you clear it, without a doubt, yes.
Stick around after the game. We will do our Clees Ocean Trophies Player of the Game on the Clees Bar and Grill post-game show. We'll try to give you as many scores as we can before we go off the air as well. Manalip and Middletown South tied still at 28 at last check.
Big game for them there, both teams.
Both teams need it. A-North.
A-North on the line there.
First and 10 for Jackson. Lombana up under center will give it up the middle. It is Glover. Make a nice individual move. Work his way forward out over the 20. Take it to about the 23-yard line. First down carry, but the clock's still moving here with 40 seconds to go.
Nice run. Great effort by Glover. Real nice play.
He's got some potential this year and then, of course, senior year next year.
Well, Jackson with a lot of young players, including Lombada, the sophomore quarterback, gaining valuable experience this year, even in a loss. Another inside carry, again for Glover, stacked up with the line of scrimmage, and that should do it. That will take us to the end of this one. Tom's River North will go to 3-1 on the season. now 2-1 in Class A South with still some very important games to go. Jackson falling to 1-3, now 1-2 in the division, also with tough games coming up. We'll step out, take a 60-second timeout. When we come back, we'll do the post-game show. Tom Zimmer North wins it 42-10 over Jackson. You are listening to the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.
Now, back to the Open MRI of Wall High School Football Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
And we welcome you back here on the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk. Time now for the Clee's Bar and Grill post-game show, powered by Clee's Bar and Grill on the Boulevard in Seaside Heights. Enjoy great food in a casual and relaxed atmosphere. Don't forget, right next to Clee's is the Next Door Cafe, open at 7 a.m. for breakfast every day. Standing by with our Clee's Ocean Trophy Player of the Game, the coach, Ed Sarluka.
And that man is Carmen Scalfani. Carmen, tremendous effort tonight, running the ball. Didn't have to throw it a whole lot, but when you did, you connected downtown, right?
Yeah, I did. And it was a lot of the receivers, a lot of their work. And so I threw the ball. I didn't even throw it positive yards, and Joey took it 80 yards. It's a beautiful thing when you could do that. I got awesome guys around me.
Tell us about the experience factor. You know, this isn't an easy league, the A-South, to be a sophomore quarterback and start in game one. Has the experience helped you the first four games?
Well, I've been preparing for this moment all my life. This is what I've wanted all my life. So I think the first four games, they've really exposed me to, like, stuff in football that I need to be exposed to, like having to do the hurry-up offense, close games where we have to grind it out. I think it's these first four games were packed full of good experience and good things I might use later in my career.
You know, so many weapons on this Mariner football team. Do you get some looks sometimes in the huddle, like, I'm open, get it to me?
Yeah, everybody wants the ball. I do my best to try to spread the ball. I love giving it to all of them. They all deserve it. They all work hard. And one thing, my linemen, I love them. I had all day back there today, and they did awesome.
You know, and then when you don't want to throw it or give it off to somebody, you're pretty effective carrying the football yourself.
Well, I make the reads, and the reads that I have to pull it, I pull it, and I just fight for every yard. So,
you know, Coach Barnes up there, the ex-Wall Township coach, did the game upstairs, and he was wondering whether that was a read or not, that fake dive and then keep around. Were you looking at that defensive end?
No, that's a play action. Yeah, it's a call. The one that's a fake. Yeah, whatever.
Whatever you call it. It's effective, though. You know, tonight you did just about anything you wanted to. It's nice when you could, you know, go to any play in the playbook and it works. You know, it's a fairly young and inexperienced Jackson team. But you guys now, another A-South victory, sitting at 3-1. Get the heal some bruises on a bye week and then have a big one coming in 2 weeks.
We got to put a lot of hard work in these 2 weeks. We can't take any days off. We got 2 weeks, but we got to put work in because we got Brook Memorial, and they're going to put up a fight. We got to come prepared.
Well, congratulations, Carmine, and well-deserved that player of the game, and enjoy that Clee's gift certificate. Take one of your linemen out.
Oh, definitely. They deserve it. The linemen deserve it. Everybody, thank you.
Attaboy, attaboy.
Got it. Right. I'll walk over here and get Chip.
All right, Ed, that is Carmen Scalfani, the sophomore quarterback. Big effort tonight out of him as his team puts up a season-high 42 points. Ed, see if we can grab a quick word with Chip Labarkin. You know, Chris, if you're a sophomore quarterback and you've had sophomore quarterbacks in your 18 years as a head coach, you've got to know to say the right things, and that young man just did it. He knows he's got to spread the ball around. I'm still a sophomore. I better give credit to my line when I'm talking to a reporter or somebody in the media. Seems like he's got it all together.
The same poise he showed on the field, he showed in the interview, really. And he did a great job. And at the end, he did the best thing he can do. You better thank your lineman.
Absolutely. Ed.
He certainly did.
Got to do that.
Chip, Carmen, very complimentary of his lineman, like any good quarterback should do, right?
That's a smart move. You always want to compliment the big guys up front. They're protecting you.
You know, any page in the playbook tonight worked.
Yeah, the kids came out. They came out, with blocking and tackling on defense. And I think Joey set the tone with the opening kickoff of running it back the way he did. It kind of got us excited.
You know, we talked, Chris Barnes upstairs and Matt, you know, we talked at halftime that it's not only tough for the team that's down at halftime, it's also tough for you guys because you got to know when to pull your starters, you know, trying to get backups in the game, things like that. And you got to bye next week, you know, so it's a tough situation. You don't play for 14 more days.
No, we don't play for a while. And, the new rule they have with up 35, I think really actually helped, helped speed up the second half. And, you know, that I think that helped Jackson. I think they were happy and we were happy for that rule as well.
Well, Brick Memorial putting another win, looks like, on the board. That's the next opponent in 2 weeks.
Yeah, they're an outstanding team. They're athletic, they're big, they're coached great. And every time we play them, it's always a great game.
Well, congratulations, 3-1, another A-South victory, 2-1 in the conference. You're set up pretty good. Got some big games coming up.
Yeah, we're excited for the home stretch. Hopefully we could heal up a little bit and get ready for the home stretch.
You know, 4 weeks, you start keeping one eye or you let the assistants keep an eye on that playoff pitcher?
Nah, we can't look at that. A-South is so tough, and, we got to finish strong, and, you know, we're off to a good start, but it's only four games. We got another four games before that.
Congratulations and good luck down the line.
Thank you very much.
Chip Labarca Jr., another victory tonight, a very impressive victory tonight.
Yep, very good one for the Mariners, who again go to 3-1. We'll step out, take one more timeout. When we come back, we'll run through some scores as they're starting to come in. A couple of finals that have already come in and some tight games coming down the stretch as well. We'll step out here for 60 seconds. We'll come back with final thoughts and some scores to pass along all right after this. Tom Zimmer North wins it here tonight, 42-10. You're listening to the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.
Your home for high school football and the Shore Sports Network. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
And we're back here on the Clees Bar and Grill postgame show, all part of the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week here on 105.7 The Hawk. We always like to give some scores before we go off to the air. Of course, we saw Tom's River North here tonight beat Jackson Memorial by a final of 42-10. Mariners go to 3-1, have their bye, and then a big one against Brick Memorial in 2 weeks. Jackson also with next week off. They fall to 1-3 overall, 1-2 in the division. Here are the finals that we have right now. Long Branch beat Wall 38-7. That game on the home field of the Crimson Knights. Up in Raritan, Red Bank Catholic, they are still undefeated. They go to 4-0, knock off the Rockets 49-14. Southern able to bounce back with a win off the loss last week to this Mariner team, 19-7. Those are all the games that we have right now that are finals. Among the games that I think are starting to tick down, Neptune leading Mattawan by a score of 46-10. Also now in the fourth quarter, and Manalapan is trailing Middletown South. The Eagles have gone back up on top of this game on a Connor Ryan field goal. They lead it 31-28, just a few minutes to play in that contest. Toms River East trailing Brick Memorial 38-28, and Barnegat and Jackson Liberty with 2 minutes to go. The Bengals have scored that one, all tied at 7 apiece. So looks like, despite some blowouts, still some real good games going on. Barnegat, Jackson, Liberty will take it down to the wire, as it looks like Manalapan and Middletown South. And boy, Chris, you know, those division games, whether it is in A North like Manalapan, Middletown South, or B South like Barnegat and Jackson Liberty, teams right now kind of just fighting to stay alive, either undefeated, keep maybe chances alive for a division championship, anything. So big, though, right now.
Yeah, I mean, we all look at the state playoffs by that week 8, but more than anything, too, you want to stay in a division hunt. You know, that division title means something at the end of the year. But most of all, too, like tonight with Jackson and talking to Walt, you know, you want to try to keep your playoff hopes alive. You know, they're young, they're coming in here, and, you know, he knew maybe he didn't match up very well, but he wanted to try to keep those hopes alive. Now he has to regroup, and you have to refocus in another direction, you know, possibly as the season moves along.
A couple of quick updates for you, too. Brick Memorial has scored again. They lead Toms River East now after 3-45-28. And I want to make sure I clarified Middletown South and Manalapan. The Eagles do lead that one 31-28. I thought they were into the fourth quarter. It's actually now just beginning the fourth quarter, so a full 12 minutes of football left to play in that one. They've already combined for 59 points on the night. Ed, that one has the makings of one of those instant classics, right?
Yeah, I wish I could turn the radio on the way home and hear it. I'm going to have to listen, follow my tweets. But anyway, real quick, he's a natural, Matt.
Very good.
He is
a pleasure having you here tonight.
I don't know about that.
An absolute pleasure. He did a tremendous job, you know.
Thank you.
And, you know, we got a few seconds, right? How about the little white lie Chippy told at the end there about keeping one eye on the playoffs? Come on, now, you were ahead, man. Four games into the season, you know what the other teams in your bracket are doing, don't you?
Yeah,
you have to.
Without a doubt. I stayed away from it for the most part.
But
I had a PowerPoint person.
There you go.
I had a PowerPoint person all the time putting it together. Jim Rochford did it for me, or Bob Grace. And they were always letting me know. I didn't want to deal with it, but you have it. You have it in the back of your mind. Absolutely. And Coach has got to be feeling good. He's got a good football team, you know. But he know, like you said, Coach, he's got a tough one coming up.
Yeah, very tough.
He's got
they
a tough one
two,
coming up.
2 weeks to prepare, and we'll see that game, right, Ed? We have that game in 2 weeks, don't we? Toms River North and Brick Memorial.
Unfortunately, Matt, we don't. And by the way, that guy Mike Basile put
another touchdown.
52-28.
How many do you have now, Coach?
He's got 12. Yeah, you got two tonight.
You know what? You're right. We're not doing that game. I'm 1 week behind. We're going to see Neptune and Brick Memorial next week.
Yeah, that'll be a battle.
That should be an interesting one.
A couple of undefeated teams, and that one will have a Monmouth County team against an Ocean County team. So as we wrap up here, there's a ton of thank yous. We had great work tonight out of our engineering staff to work through a couple of issues that we had. Brad Buroscano, as our on-site engineer, was here. Lauren Bajica back in the studios of 105.7, doing a great job. Ed Saraluca, his usual great job down on the field. And, Chris, this really was a pleasure. Hope you had fun doing it. And I know we have you back in a few weeks to grab another game where you are off. You will be on assignment somewhere.
And maybe you.
Oh, maybe me. We'll see. We'll see about that. I'm not sure. That's a long way away from me. But seriously, it was great having you here tonight. Appreciate it. Great job.
Guys, thanks so much. It was an honor. It's great being here.
Kevin, we'll give him a call later, Ed, and say that we don't really need him for the rest of the season, I guess, right? I'll give him a buzz. I'll send him a message on the way home.
The fill-in could become a
Yeah, yeah, he could. The boss is in trouble.
Wait a minute, I got four women I'd have to check in with.
Yeah. Final score here tonight: Toms River North 42 and Jackson Memorial 10. We are at the home of the Mustangs next Friday night as Brick Memorial will play host to the Scarlet Flyers of Neptune tomorrow afternoon. Monmouth University football Hawks with a 1 o'clock kickoff. Big one for them as they are 3-1. They take on 3-1 Albany. Thanks again to both staffs, Walt Kristopic and Chip Labarca, and everyone here from Toms River High School North. For Ed Saraluca, Chris Barnes, and our whole crew of Friday Night Football, Matt Horman saying so long one more time. You've been listening to the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.
Thanks for listening to the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network, 105.7 The Hawk. Put your trust in physician-owned and operated Open MRI and diagnostic imaging of Wall, the Shore's premier medical imaging provider.
Participating sponsors of high school football are Cleese Bar and Grill on the Boulevard in Seaside Heights. And for breakfast, the Next Door Cafe, Ocean First Bank. Here for you since 1902 with extraordinary community banking. Yolanda's River House in Ocean Gate. Gold Fever. Catch it. Watch it. In downtown Point Pleasant Beach. Bayville Auto Care. From tires to major repairs. On Route 9 in Bayville. And Community Kimball and Monmouth Medical Centers. Part of Barnabas Health. Every day, extraordinary.
Follow high school football all season long on the Shore Sports Network. For the latest news, information, and our broadcast schedule, log on to shoresportsnetwork.com. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.